U.S.-based international relief and aid agencies are finding fault with the foreign affairs budget proposed by the Bush administration last week. They made their concerns public today, just as Secretary of State Colin Powell was up on Capitol Hill defending the administration. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
While President Bush has spoken of the need to combat poverty as part of his war on terrorism, aid groups say the fine print of his budget does not back up his words. Mary McClymont is the president of InterAction, an umbrella group representing 160 non-governmental organizations. She launched a campaign today to get the Bush administration to double its funding for programs promoting basic health care, education, and development overseas.
Foreign aid is like a house without a roof if we don't have these elements in it, which are the development and humanitarian assistance dollars. They're fundamental. They're critically important. Our leaders have said it, and we want to try to be sure that we can hold their feet to the fire and make rhetoric reality.
McClymont says that when adjusted for inflation and population growth, funding for international development is $1 billion less than it was a decade ago. Even as she spoke, Secretary of State Colin Powell was questioned by the Senate Budget Committee about the 2003 Foreign Affairs Spending Plan. As one senator pointed out, Denmark gives 1% of its gross national product in foreign aid, while the United States gives just 0.1% of GNP. Powell admitted Americans should feel a bit chagrined.
At the same time, the fact that we provide defense for the free world, I think, should also be taken into account. We spend more in defense than anyone else, and it is behind that screen of security that we provide for the civilized world that we are able to do the kinds of development activities that I talk about in my budget.
Another cabinet official, Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, recently cast doubt on the administration's commitment to foreign aid. He told the World Economic Forum that the United States has precious little to show for the trillions of dollars it has spent in aid over the years. Powell tried to put these comments in context today.
I think what Paul was essentially alluding to is the fact that in some cases in the past, we did not get the best return on our investment when we provided foreign aid to regimes that were clearly despotic, or during the days of the Cold War, we had to support a number of regimes that were on the right side of the Cold War, but on the wrong side of history.
Now, Powell insists the administration wants to make sure foreign aid is used appropriately, and there's a return on the taxpayers' investment. The Bush administration is clearly still leery of boosting foreign aid. In the run-up to a meeting on global development in Mexico next month, some European nations have been pressing wealthy countries to double their aid pledges. The Bush administration has resisted. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.